There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ready for trending?
Ready for trending.
Trending today.
Okay, so we're starting with a video. Now, in the U.S., there has been a trend of videos making the rounds on social media to really highlight racist actions that have been happening. We've seen a number of these. The one that most recently has been making the rounds is a man, a lawyer, who's gone into a food restaurant and has started accusing the people that work there of speaking Spanish instead of speaking English. And he just goes off on a rant. And you can hear in this video, we'll play it in just a second, you can hear that people are coming to their defense. So there's quite sort of a bit of back and forth here.
Okay.
Clients at your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking
English. Very violent. I mean, sometimes they do.
Every person I listen to, he spoke it, she's speaking it.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
It's
just shocking. Shocking behavior. And he got kind of shuffled. You know, they kind of didn't use violence, but they managed to get him to leave the restaurant eventually. But just, you know, threatening to call, you know, ICE to deport these people, suggesting that they're not American enough because they don't speak English. You know, it's just terrible behavior. And again, people are really using videos like this to raise awareness of a lot of the sort of division that's taking place in the country right now.
Your heart just sinks when you hear people like that. I don't know. I saw that earlier. I didn't look at it because I thought I can't deal with this today. It's one of those things that's just going to annoy me. So thanks very much.
Well,
I'm annoyed.
We'll move on
but
quickly
it is,
then.
Isn't it? No, it's just such a shame.
It is. Mm. Yeah.
So number two?
Stephen Colbert, popular late night show host, got a special surprise. And I'm not going to say who. You hear it in the clip.
Pretty soon, there'll be Ant-Man and the Wasp and Aquaman and Venom. I mean, at what point will audiences say, enough with the superheroes?
Is it Deadpool 2? I bet it's Deadpool 2.
Holy cow. Deadpool, star of the movies Deadpool.
Please, guys, no one stand up. It's CBS. I know how old your audience is.
Well, Wade, may I call you Wade?
Absolutely.
Wade, I'm in the middle of my monologue right here. You do realize I'm doing a show right now.
Don't be disgusting, Steven. This is a great opportunity for me to promote my new movie, Deadpool 2, in theaters Friday. And yes, I would love to be your guest tonight. Thank you for asking. I'll tell you who should not be on your show. Ryan Reynolds. No. Huge a- He's like the poor man's version of Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, I think you should go now.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Jimmy. I should go. I should go ahead and read the rest of your monologue.
Oh, really? You think you could do this? Both stand and read jokes? You know, in our own way, we late night hosts are basically superheroes.
Because you're all mostly white men?
So this video has gotten some 2.5 million views on YouTube already. And of course, you know, Ryan Reynolds then goes on to continue a monologue, goes into some of the political jokes that Stephen Colbert would have delivered. And does it quite well, I have to say.
Does he get the laughs?
Yeah, he definitely does.
Does anybody not like him?
Just everything he's been doing to promote this movie has been so funny and wonderful. I think he's pretty hard not to like.
Yeah.
I also like that he came out recently and called himself Mr. Blake Lively.
Yeah, well,
that was fun.
I think he and his wife on Twitter, on social media, are very amusing. You know, the little things cutting each other out of photos, that amuses me greatly. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Well, staying with superheroes, this is one that you brought to my attention, actually.
This, I think, is really, really good. And this, for me, is an original.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. So Michael Keaton recently gave a commencement speech at Kent University, which he attended but apparently did not graduate from. And this was his, you know, he obviously gives the usual advice, be a good person, be a gentleman if you're a man, and, you know, basically that that typical commencement graduation speech advice that you hear. But then he signs off with this.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
I just love that. I just love that. You get the applause at the end of it.
We were talking about this earlier, mainly
the parents who are of the generation, because the kids are there. But I think most of the students got it as well. But obviously the parents are, oh, I remember Michael Keaton. But just to be able to say, but he can legitimately say, I am Batman.
Yeah, he really pulls it off.
Oh, it's just fantastic. Yeah. It's a great clip. Yeah. Michael Keaton. I just seem to be repeating superheroes or actors' names. What gives?
Yeah. And last one, Backstreet's back. People are super excited to hear the Backstreet Boys are back with a new song. And they haven't released something in some 5 odd years. But apparently they've just had a resurgence in popularity. You know, they celebrated 25 years recently. They were doing their show here in Dubai. But also just from their standing show that they have in Las Vegas, apparently they're making a comeback. People are really excited about this. So maybe we can play just a little bit of this. And what I find amusing about this is really it hasn't changed in the past 20 years. If you watch the video to this, it's the same pained expressions, the same dance moves, the same sort of quirky backdrops, you know, in the background.
How fluid are the dance moves these days?
It's pretty much exactly the same as it was before.
Was Joey Fatone
quite structured
in Backstreet Boys, or was he NSYNC? I never know.
I want to say NSYNC, but I'm guessing there.
Yeah, I haven't got a clue. He makes hot dogs now. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with this. So this is the song.
This is the new song.
Okay.
Mixed emotions. Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean? 'Cause I've only ever known the kind of love that leaves you battered and broken. So forgive me for my mixed emotions. Yeah, yeah. I'm not that kind of person who can fall in and out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do.
See, the formula's there. It doesn't change. It never changes with the boy band thing, does it?
You see what I'm saying? That sounds the same as 20 years ago, I feel like. Doesn't it?
It sounds a bit more outdated to me.
A little bit.
And the rhythm, the...
It still makes me cringe a bit. Like, I can't listen to this without kind of... cringing.
Were you a Backstreet Boys fan?
I was, but when I was like 14.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it would be weird if you were a Backstreet Boys fan, 30, whatever, wouldn't it? I don't know, I'm not.
Well, we shouldn't say that, because I know a lot of excited friends who went to see them when they were here.
Yeah, do you know, that was funny, actually. There was a great deal of excitement in this building when they were building up to that. It was only a few weeks ago as well, wasn't it? Okay, so what's the song called, by the way? Hey!
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. There you are. Backstreet Boys song out now on all good podcasts or something. My favourite line of the day. I just want to say this again. I love this. The child asked to finish off famous proverbs. And I think you're right. This is probably the second best one. It's all fun and games until Darth Vader comes. But the best one is don't count your chickens. What's the reason?
Because they need privacy.
Isn't that just so sweet? It's fantastic. Drive Live Music Scoop coming.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.